This is Daf HaShavua. This week is Ksuvas Daf Memches, Shir number 1. We're on Memches Amud Aleph. We are 6 lines down at the 2 dots where it says Tani Rav Yosef. So Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught the following: She'era zu kiruv basar. So we've mentioned the word She'era. She'era ksusava onasalo igra. And here we're mentioning She'era in the sense that although we mentioned She'era may be minzonos, She'era may be referred to Ona, to the mitzvah of marital relations. Now we're saying that She'era is a reference to Kiruv Basa. What does it mean? It means Shelo Yinag Ba Minhag Parsiim Shemeshamshin Mitosein Bilavushein, that when it comes to husband and wife, so Tashmish should not take place like the Persians where they would have Tashmish clothed. They should not be clothed. And that's derived from the word She'era. The Ramban on Chumash, on She'era, on this word, says that She'era, I quote from the Ramban, he says it means Kipirish She'er b'chol makom basar ha'davek v'ha'karov l'basaro shel adam. So it means intimacy. It means that there's clinging together of basar, kiruv basar. And then he makes the following point. And he says that She'era k'susava nosa al shloshes ha'inyanim asher la'adam imishto b'chiburan. In fact, you can understand that these three words all refer to the same thing. Not that we've been learning before, She'era is one thing, let's say food, and onasa is on and ksusa clothing, the obligations of a husband to a wife. No, it can be understood the following: they're all referring to ona. They're all referring to intimacy. And that bechiburam v'yavo zeh kahogin al din ha'alacha v'yu ha'mezonos u'ablu sho'isha takonos b'divreim. That being the case, then clothing and mezonos will only be midrabanan, because this whole pasuk is referring to tashmish. How so? So she'era means exactly what Rav Yosef is teaching. They cannot be mishamish with clothing. Ksusa may refer to the fact that it should be at least something tzanua, they should be covered with clothing. And onasa means that's referring to the ona should be done in a way where it's she'era, where it's kiruv basar, and then covered with clothing, but not having clothing as a barrier. Mesayel le Rav Huna, and this supports Rav Huna. The Rav Huna ha'omer efshi ela ani bivigdi v'hi bivigda. Person, a man who says, "No, I'm not going to follow tashmish in that way unless I'm wearing clothing and she's wearing clothing." Yotzi v'nosen ksuva. He has to be motzi har and give a ksuva. That is not appropriate based on these psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Now we move on. Rabbi Yehuda said at the end of the Mishnah, "Afil oni shebi Yisrael." Even the poorest person, the poorest man, should have at least have to, for the burial of his wife, has to hire 2 chalilim, 2 flutes, and a woman who's going to be a mekonenes, who's going to lament, who's going to cry. That's the minimum that he has to pay for. So the Gemara says, Michlal, the Tanakama Savar Hanilo. So that would imply that the Tanakama would hold that a husband doesn't have to provide these things, which means, okay, he has to pay for the burial itself, but he doesn't have to pay for the flutes, playing this music, and the woman is going to be the konenes. You don't have to. So the Gemara wants to know what the basis of the machlokas is, because, hey, chidami, what's the case? Ida orcha, if you're going to tell me where it is customary for the woman to have, this is what she's used to in our community. That's, they would have 2 flutes and a mekonenes at every funeral. So then my time in the Tanakama del Marlo. So why would the Tanakama say that he's not obligated to do so? Of course he would have that obligation. If you look at Rashi, the orche, the first thin line, the orcha, derech benos mishpachta bekach. So my time in Tanakama, d'amar lo tzorech, why wouldn't he be obligated? And vi delav orcha, if you tell me it's not her custom to have it. So my time in Rabbi Yehuda, so why does Rabbi Yehuda require such a thing? It doesn't make sense that he would have such a requirement. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, kagon d'orcha di de v'lav orcha di da. Means that it's his custom to have this in his community at a woman's funeral, but it's not her custom, not in her family, not in her community. So the question is, who do we follow? So Tanakama, who says that there's no need to pay for these things since it's not her custom, Savar holds like this. Ki amrinan ola imo ve'eno yoredes imo. So now we have to explain what this term means. This is very important. Okay, this you have later on in the Masechta where we have the following. Take a look at Rashi, ola imo ve'eno yoredes imo, says Rashi. Mi be'ulas bal nafkala. We have that phrase, be'ulas bal, from the story of Avimelech. Ba'ali, what do we learn from Ba'ulas Baal? Ba'ali yaso shel Baal, v'lo b'ridaso shel Baal. So we learn later on that, what does that mean? It means, literally means a woman rises to her husband's status when it comes to marriage, but does not descend to his status, which means that if the husband has a certain custom and if certain things were paid for, he's a higher financial status. So then he's obligated to support his wife the way his family supported him, the way the women in his family are supported. So we have she's Ola Imo. But let's say it's not so. Let's say it's not his custom. So then Eino Yoredes Imo, which means she doesn't descend down to where he is. Every obligation that he has, whether it's food or a house or clothing, whatever it is, and kavod achron, which is our case, has to be given based on whatever quality that he's capable of doing. Which means if, let's say his wife, let's say grew up more modestly and these things weren't paid for, so it doesn't matter. He has to pay for them because he grew up that way. But let's say he doesn't have, in other words, he grew up very modestly. Nonetheless, he has to be able to maintain based on her custom. This is all on Samach Aleph and Aleph. And therefore, that's the way the relationship works. Ola imo ve'eno yoredes imo. She doesn't descend down to his level, even though it's more modest. And therefore, that would mean that if it's, let's take our case right now, we would say, well, it's his custom to have a mekoneness and two chalilim at the funeral, and not our custom. So based on the regular rule that Ola Imo, he would have to pay for those things, even though it's not her custom to have it, because that's the case of the Gemara. Nonetheless, the Gemara says this case is unique. Why? Because Had Ki Amrin, on again, a Tanakama Savar, Ki Amrin and Ola Imo, Ve'ino Yoredes Imo, that rule, Hanimi L'Mechaim, that's when she's alive. So when she's alive, he would have to pay for things and she would rise up to his level, even though she's not, she customarily doesn't have those things paid for. But after she dies, so then all rules, all bets are off. She doesn't rise up to his level. Just because he's used to having those things at a funeral, she's not, and that she's no longer alive, so therefore he doesn't have to pay for them. She goes back to her original status. The fact that he may be wealthy doesn't mean he has to pay for those things. So that's the Tanakama's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, no, afilu l'achar misa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that that rule of Ola Imo, Ben Yeredes Imo, applies even after misa, and therefore he has that obligation to do so. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Take a look at Rashi, Hani Mila Mechayim, and he gives another example. Hani Mila Mechayim, this is the Tanakama's opinion. When does she rise up to his level, financial status? Kagon, who omer lahanik espinav, yomer eshlo lahanik. He said, tells her she's going to nurse the child. She says, no. Not nursing the child. It happens to be that they, her family, does have the custom of nursing the children. So then, that's the opposite. So, but not his mishpacha. So she rises up to his level, which means he would have to pay for a nursemaid, let's say. That's what it seems, because he's used to having, he's used to having nursemaids. Okay, so now the Gemara continues the following. Once we have Rav Chista, the name of Marukva, who says, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, so we have another statement in his name. Based in Yordim l'nuchasav, v'zaninu mefarnes in his ishto ubanav, v'na uvrosav, v'davar acher. What happened? Someone ishtata became a shote. He went insane. He can't take care of his responsibilities as a husband. So what happens? So the Beis Din literally descends down to his nechasim, his prized possessions, his property, and they take from his property and they make sure that there's mizonos, there's sustenance, there's support for his wife, and his children, his sons and his daughters all together. That's the response. And davar acher, and something else, and davar acher, Rashi says, look, come on, mefaresh, the Gemara will explain what davar acher is, or something else that has to be paid for. So Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, Maishna mehad etanya misha halach le medinas hayam, v'ishta tovas mizonos, based in Yordin le nechasav, v'zonin umefarnes in es ishto, avolo banov uvenosav, avolo davar acher. So he says there's another very similar case where there's no obligation for the wife and the children to be supported. So here it says you have the following case. Here a guy went overseas, and his wife is saying, you need to support me. So, and he's not supporting, he left. So Beis Din goes down to his nechassim, v'zon u'mefarnes in his ishto, and support his wife, avalo banav v'nasav avalo davar acher. So his wife gets supported, but his sons and his daughters, and whatever this davar acher is, he doesn't have to pay for. The court does not use his property to pay for those things. So why is it, Rav Chisna in Mamar Ukva says, if the husband went insane, Beis Din goes down to his nechassim and takes from his property to support the wife and the children as well, and to pay for this davar acher, but this brisa, when it comes to a husband not going insane, but rather going off overseas, all of a sudden, the Beis Din is not going to be involved, not going to intervene to take from his property to support the sons and the daughters. The wife, yes, but not the children. And there's no payment for this davar acher either. What's the difference? So, Amar Leis, Rav Ashi said to Ravina, who raised this question, I'll tell you the difference. V'lo shayni lach ben yotzei ledas, l'yotzei shelo ledas. You don't think there's a difference between one who left with knowledge, meaning he had intent to leave, and one, in our case, who leaves without intent, meaning he went insane. What is the difference? So the difference is, now take a look at Rashi. V'lo shayni lach, that long Rashi there. So it says Rashi like in the middle. Yotzei min ha-makom ledas. Well, a person who's leaving with intent, I know I'm leaving, he's going overseas for a few months. So he had in mind, he was well aware of what he was doing, and he could have left a tzava that his wife and his children will all be supported. Velot tziva. But he didn't make that command. He didn't leave anyone. Didn't write that down. So gila dato sheino rote lazunan. So obviously, he knew exactly. He revealed that he's not interested in giving him his own. So we'll learn later in the Masechta at what age parent is obligated, father is obligated to support the children. So apparently doesn't have that obligation necessarily. Hilkoch ishto de mechayev lo b'tanai ksuva. So his wife, who through the tanai ksuva is obligated, he's obligated to support his wife. So ishtabim nechsei. So his nechassim already have a lien upon it to pay for, based on that ksuva, to pay for any mizonah for his wife. That's already set in place. But banov v'nosav lo, but of his children, no. Avon nishtate, but he became insane. D'yatzim in olam shalo das. So he's out to lunch with no intent at all. So mistama nechalesha yezuna banov v'nosav mishalo. We can assume he's been supporting them up until this point. We can assume that it's good for him. He wants them to be supported as well. That's the difference between the two cases. Okay, so now the Gemara says, my davar acher, what's this davar acher that, remember, in the case of nishtate, apparently he's been paying for it up until now. He should continue paying for it. In the case of halachim dinasayam, the same way, doesn't have to support, they're based and doesn't take from his property to support the children. They won't take from his property to pay for this davar acher. So what is this davar acher? So Rav Chisda Amar is a tachshit. It refers to a tachshit, jewelry, adornment for his wife. You look at Rashi right in the middle, it's referring to perfume. So that extra, that also, in the case of Nishtata, that he became insane, Beis Din pays for that perfume for her. In the case of went to Midian Asayam, they're not paying for it. And Rav Yosef Amar, no, it's not a tachshit. Davar acher is tztaka. It means tztaka. Nothing to do with his wife. It's the fact that there's community tztaka, charity to be given. And in the case of, so once again, we'll have to say that in the case of Nishtata, we assume he's been giving tzedakah to the community to pay for the shul, the membership, and pay for the mikvah and all the responsibilities of the community. We assume that he wants to continue doing so. But he went to where? Medina Sayam. We don't assume that he wants to continue paying for that. And Beis Din will not take that out of his property to pay for it. So it's mandam or tachshit. So the one who says, which is Rav Chisda, that tachshit means the perfume. So then, which you don't pay for when he went overseas. Kol shekein staka. Certainly, what that we assume that when he goes overseas, we're not paying for tzedakah. Why do we assume that? So we assume the following. When it comes to perfume, so that's something very personal between a husband and a wife. So tzedakah, that's something related to the community. So we assume that he's going to want to pay for tzedakah of the community, and that's over and above paying for a perfume for his wife, not necessarily, which means the following. So when the one who said tachshit, that what does it mean? Well, the way we explain the Gemara now, the one who said that if he goes to Medinas Hayam, you don't assume that he wants to pay for the tachshit, you don't assume he wants to pay the perfume, then certainly Kol Shekein, he doesn't want to pay the tzedakah. But mandam at tzedakah, but the one who says that what? That when it comes to tzedakah, he goes overseas, we can't assume he wants to pay for the charity. The Beis Din should not take from his property to pay for that tzedakah. Aval tachshit yavinim la. It's possible that if it were perfume, that maybe that is something we would provide for the wife. After all, we are providing for the wife mizonos. Maybe we would provide that as well. So that's why it's important to know what is the definition of davar acher. If you hold it's a tachshit, so then you can assume if we don't take from his property to pay for perfume, we're certainly going to pay for tzedakah. But if you hold that davar acher is tzedakah, so, and you're telling me, oh, that we don't take from his property to pay, he went overseas, he doesn't want to pay money from the community, okay, but that doesn't mean that he necessarily, by going overseas, he doesn't want to pay for his wife's perfume. And the Gemara explains, avol tachshit yavin on lawai, delo nechale, tinaval. The husband doesn't want her to look repulsive. Take a look at Rashi. So Rashi says, "Man damar tachshit," right there in the middle. Lo yavin and leishto, you won't give it to his wife when he goes overseas. So kol shekein chain on aleinu lasot stuck in the chasav va'amas nisakani. This is going on the brisa that speaks about going overseas. And why would you say if davar acher is tzedakah? Why would you say that? Well, tzedakah maybe he doesn't want to pay for, but tachshit he does because the lo nechal in extra tinaval afal pishalo tziva belechto. Even though he didn't leave a tzava when he left. Oh, I want you to support my wife and give her perfume. Now he didn't say anything about mizonos either because that's in the Tanai Ksuba that we have to do anyway. Aye, but this perfume, maybe not. No, even though we didn't say anything, we assume he doesn't want her to be repulsive. So says Rashi, but v'li nireh, that this is not going on the Braisa. That the mar ukva kaimi. This is going on the mar ukva. Meaning this is going on the case of misha nishtate, person who became insane, where we do give davar acher. Not the case where we don't give davar acher. Where we do give davar acher. And therefore, and what does it say? Min eshtata yordan l'chasa v'zanin v'chule v'davar acher. V'ipcham garsinim. And therefore, we really have to switch the gears of the text in the Gemara where the Kal v'chomer works the opposite way. And you'll see why we'll have to say that. Manda amar tztaka kol shekein tachshit. Remember what we said before? We said, oh, if you held tachshit, kol shekein tztaka. No. Here, we're not talking about not giving these things. We're talking about a case in the case where it came to Shote, where we assume davar acher, he does want to give these things. And therefore, the logic is reversed. Manda amar tztaka, according to the one who says that davar acher is tztaka, and therefore, what do we assume? That he has to pay for davar acher when he became a shota, kosher kein tachshit. Certainly, he wants to pay for a tachshit for his wife, of course. Uman da amar tachshit. But the one who says that davar acher is tachshit and the perfume, that's what, when he becomes a shota, we assume that he wanted to pay for, and therefore based and takes out of his property. Avol stuck alo, but maybe it's stuck or not. Hasam, why? Because hasam ein tahanu taima. You know why he would want perfume and not stuck or delo nechel tidaravel? She doesn't become disgusting. So depending on what this is, statement is going on, whether we're talking about the case of the Brisa, or where he goes overseas, versus the case of where he became a Shota, well, that depends on which is the Kal V'chomer. Is it Kol Shekein Tzedakah or Kol Shekein Tachshit? The Gemara then continues. We'll save this for the next time.